This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian top commander has said his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the battle for a town in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The commander said the situation in Bakhmut is being stabilized in a battle which can only be described as long and grinding. British military intelligence said Russia appears to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. The seven-month battle for Bakhmut, where Russian forces have closed in on three sides, is the longest clash of the war. Russian forces must go through Bakhmut to push deeper into parts of the eastern Donbass region, though Western officials say that the capture of the city would have limited impact on the course of the war. I'm Karen Chemas.
In other developments, Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone call with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan on extending the Black Sea grain deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the Japan News that Ukraine did not receive peace mediation proposals from China or a proposal to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. AP reports Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin says more than 5,000 former criminals have been pardoned after honoring their contracts to fight in Russia's mercenary group against Ukraine. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Tuesday. The situation was calm on Saturday, following a day in which rockets were fired at bases housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria. The rockets came after U.S. airstrikes on three different areas in eastern Syria near the area bordering Iraq, this according to opposition activists. VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump warned of a potential death and destruction if he faces criminal charges over hush money payments to a porn star. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
Ratcheting up his already incendiary rhetoric, former President Donald Trump, in a 1 a.m. social media post on Friday, warned of potential death and destruction if he were to face criminal charges in a New York City investigation. The post on Trump's Truth social media site was the latest in a string of verbal attacks against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg since last Saturday, when Trump wrongly predicted he would be arrested 3 days later. Bragg's office, which is probing hush money payments by Trump's former attorney to adult film star Stormy Daniels made in the midst of the 2016 election, said they would not be intimidated.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. The Trump's words for some recalled his language ahead of the January 6th, 2021 Capitol building riot, when Trump supporters, egged on by his false claims of voter fraud, stormed the U.S. Capitol building to try to prevent certification of his loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. A devastating tornado has wiped out a small community in western Mississippi, with more than 20 deaths reported. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Ain't no houses left up.
Rolling Fork, Mississippi resident Shedrick B. says his neighborhood is just devastated. Houses and trees are flattened.
The little restaurants we got, the gas station, all of that's over with, gone.
He and his girlfriend and two children huddled in a closet after hearing that roar.
I was just holding them tight. She was praying.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis in Rolling Fork.
The scale of destruction in this small town is really astounding.
She says it's obvious some people did not survive, with trailer homes taking the hardest hit. The storm, described as a supercell, also knocked out trees and power lines in Alabama and Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A U.S. State Department spokesperson said Saturday the government is aware of reports of two U.S. citizens missing in Haiti. The comment followed media reports saying a Florida couple had been kidnapped. A woman who says she's related to the couple said in an online petition that Abigail Toussaint and Jean Dickens Toussaint, both 33, were taken near the capital, Port-au-Prince, and have been held for days. A spokesperson for Haiti's National Police didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Haiti's gangs have grown in strength since the 2021 assassination of Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, with large portions of the capital and much of the countryside considered lawless territory. Marissa Melton, VOA News.